In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands. In all seasons.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
The best way to get difficult things done is simple. Just work harder than anyone else. I know because that's my life story. I'm Darren Pickstock, PLP candidate for Golden Isles. I have a detailed plan for Golden Isles. And even though we have less than a year, I'll prove just how much we can accomplish. I am ready to get game-changing things done. I'm Darren Pickstock, and I hope you'll honor me with your vote on November 24th. Let's start working together.
Paid for by the Progressive Liberal Party.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Cool down with the latest frosty flavors at Wendy's. Savor the Caramel Crunch Frosty, which combines a creamy texture with this satisfying toffee nut crunch. Or indulge in the fresh and tangy taste of the Lemon Cake Frosty. Or enjoy the sweet and chocolatey goodness of the Cookies and Cream Frosty. These new Frosties are only here for a good time, not a long time. So head to your nearest Wendy's and grab your favorite flavor today. Gotta be chilly, gotta be frosty.
Get ready, Bahamas. Island Luck is taking gaming to a whole new level. Introducing live game shows, where every spin and reveal happens in real time. Play Crazy Time with wild bonus rounds. Jump into Dreamcatcher and chase those multipliers. Or take your shot at the fast-paced excitement of Mega Ball. It's energy, it's entertainment, and it's all live. Only at Island Luck. Sign in and take the stage today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
See Live Off the Record with Shabazz Aline is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bella Signature Restaurant, Burger King, City of Hope, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, The Free National Movement, Island Luck, Kelly's Home Center, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
Thank you. play it just for me. As the seasons change, remember how I used to be. Now I can't go on. I can't even start. I got nothing left, just an empty heart.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you, I hope and trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You could call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on VTC Flow, channel 612. BTC Flow Channel 612. We have a special guest with us today. We're going to talk to in the first part of the show, and then we want to talk about a couple of other matters afterward. I understand we have in the studio with us the one and only Mr. Michael Folks.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Shivago. Good afternoon to your listeners.
I mean, you must be a great, great, great advocate. They send you to me twice now in a couple of weeks. This is the Free National Movement's candidate for the Golden Gates. Not Golden Eyes. No, he will not be contesting on the 24th.
No, sir. No, sir. I am busy on the ground, though. I'm busy on the ground.
But he's busy on the ground trying to get elected next year sometime.
Busy on the ground for Brian Brown right now.
Okay, you're busy on the ground.
For Brian Brown. I'm a poet and don't know it. Busy on the ground for Brian Brown. There you go.
Okay. You had a by-election. You had a advance poll the other day. Mm-hmm. Before we talk about some of the things that happened following the voting, what was your impression about the advance poll? You know, and I know as a veteran of politics that we just look at everything all the time when we are in the election season. So we're looking at the advance poll and how things went and who voted and how the voting looked and so forth and so forth. So what did you see?
Well, Shivago, I must tell you that right now, personally, I'm doing okay, but I am very, very troubled. From what I saw last week Monday, I saw and personally witnessed last week Monday. Let me say this. Let me share this. You indicated some of my history in politics when we last spoke. I want to say so now. In 2021, I was a candidate in Golden Gates. In 2017, I was a candidate in Golden Gates. In 2012, I was a campaign manager in a constituency. In 2007, I was a campaign manager in a constituency. In 2002, I was a campaign manager in a constituency. In 1997, I was very actively involved in my brother Dion's campaign and his 1992 campaign. In 1987, I was involved in my father's campaign, Sir Arthur Folks, and his 1982 campaign. And Shivago, I am very troubled to tell you, it is absolutely a fact that all of those elections, the ballot boxes went in a police bus with the agents of the various parties. That is an absolute fact, Chivago. Mm. And that is very troubling that I have to say that on this radio show today and to tell your many listeners. Because, you know, Chivago, we have a Western...
Sorry. To say that that happened on all of those occasions as a part of the norm. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. I don't know it to happen any other way in any other constituency. And so I say that, and I say that because, Chivago, we have a Western liberal democracy. And the hallmark of that democracy and the system, Chivago, is free and fair elections. And so I was very, very disturbed and troubling when I heard on the news, on Guardian Radio, the same station, on Tuesday morning, the parliamentary commissioner, no less, whom I've always had great respect for, and I must say that, Mr. Harrison Thompson, state that he has never known that to be the case, and it must have happened for the first time in 2021. That is just not so. I'm sorry. It is inaccurate and misleading because it is not so.
But folks, you know, I have to tell you, right? You know, I participated in four general elections myself. And trust me when I tell you, I may be totally mistaken. But to my recollection, all the instances that I am aware of, this was what I understood and observed. I'm talking about Chivago line now.
Yes.
That you ensured that those boxes were placed, got in the police van or whatever vehicle.
Police bus.
And you immediately had your agents follow that vehicle to the location where they were going to be deposited. That was my experience, observation, and understanding and recollection.
Well, I can tell you, in all those elections I participated, many of my brothers over the years, my brother Brendan, my brother Leo, and many others have gone on the bus with the ballot box. And the whole idea is so that everyone in the system, everyone can feel secure, can feel the integrity and the legitimacy of the process. And the integrity and legitimacy of the process is critically important. As I just told you a moment ago, there's nothing more important in our system, in the Western liberal democracy, than free and fair elections. Not only to be so, but to be seen so. And that is why these things have always been observed. Always. And it shocks me to hear the Parliamentary Commissioner Harrison Thompson to state otherwise. It really shocks me. Yeah. And it's sad because it's inaccurate and it is misleading. And it gives the Bahamian public an impression that is not the case. It is not the case. Now, it is true. In addition to going into the bus, keeping their eyes on the ballot box until it is taken to the Royal Bahamas Police Force headquarters, which is typically the case on East Street, and secured there, they go all the way with the box, all the way into the police headquarters, all the way. Mm-hmm. They keep their eyes on the box. In addition to that, as you state, that is true. They also have agents in a vehicle behind the police bus that also escort the police bus, so to speak, to the police station. Now, in this case, it was agreed.
And following the collection of, and the ballot box is in the room where the voting happens, is sealed.
Yes, it is.
Right?
So, yes, it is.
So the way it's sealed is, if it's tampered with, somebody with experience would know. So that happens before the box even goes into the police vehicle.
Yes, indeed. But it just goes to show, Chivago, how important this is. Because even with that, the agents had an undeniable right, to keep their eyes on that box from the time it leaves the room, wherever the voting is, to the time it gets in the police bus, where all parties are able to go on the bus and keep their eyes on that ballot box. including police officers and including elected officials, parliamentary officials. There is no question about that. And so we have this
So we have this
misperception in the public, and you can't blame them, frankly, because we have the parliamentary commissioner saying something that's inaccurate and misleading the morning following all of this that happened on Tuesday morning news. I listened to the newscast here at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. And it's most unfortunate and sad.
Well,
it puts the actions of the Free National Movement in a light that's been unfair.
Hold on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hold on. Okay?
Yes, sir.
It's very important. Very important. Because I'm corroborating what you said. All right? I emphasized on the show yesterday to people.
Yes.
That there is nothing more sacrosanct than ensuring that the will of voters are expressed freely and confirmed, expressed freely.
Correct.
By virtue of the integrity of the ballot once the voter has cast the
Absolutely.
Vote.
Absolutely.
And so I indicated to people that when I was in the electoral process, I was trained, so were you and everybody else around us
yes.
trained, that if you have any concerns about a breach of procedure in relation to preserving the protector, the integrity of that ballot, that you are to do all in your power within the law.
Yes.
To ensure that nothing is moved until compliance is had.
Correct.
I said at first you use calm.
Correct.
And if calm don't work, you use assertion.
Correct.
And if assertion don't work, you use aggression. Because you are going to ensure that voters get to express their vote without tampering.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And so when all of that failed and the returning officer determined to do what they determined to do in spite of all of those efforts, and when a police bus is sitting right there, 10 feet away, and all of this could have been easily avoided. Easily. The police bus was right there, 10 feet away from the police van that they wanted to put this ballot box into with the ballots. The police bus was right there. That didn't make an ounce of sense. Absolutely not. None. Zero. Why? Why have this? If you have a bus sitting right there, okay, fine, no problem. We could do that. We can have the agents there. And this is what's always been done. But in any event, if this is such a contention, the bus is there. The agents are there. The police are there. Everything is there to facilitate it. So why not? Why insist? And the only way they did it at the end of the day, because of the action of those of us from the Free National Movement and others who insisted by standing with courage that it's going to happen the right way. And that's when they relented. But it was wholly unnecessary. This could have been done easily and peacefully. You know, it's so ironic. I see in the paper today, the minister talking about bringing in other forces about peace. Well, if you want peace, have fairness. Let's have fairness. Let's be fair to the voter and their votes that they cast. It don't matter what party they're from. Let's be fair. Ensure fairness,
yeah,
Mr. Minister. They need to ensure fairness.
But I think the firm stance to ensure the process is observed as required, is necessary, etc. But I'm sure it is not the Free National Movement's intent to suggest or imply any use of violence or that kind of thing to do anything, right? That can't be what is happening.
No one did any violence. There was no violence. No one struck anybody. Nobody attempted to strike anybody, and nobody accosted anybody.
But folks,
yes, sir.
That was not my question.
Okay.
My question was not that there was violence. I know there was no violence.
No.
What I'm saying is, people say they were intimidated and so forth and so forth. I am saying, though, that the Free National Movement's posture cannot be that there is any threat that violence could be used to cause anything to be done.
No.
Is that?
No, of course not. No, of course not. We would not.
Okay.
We would not.
Okay.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Shivago, because another thing that has not been said as much, and that's why I'm so glad for the opportunity to share, because I was an eyewitness. I was out there from 6 a.m. out there on Carmichael Road from 6 a.m. And I was there the whole entire day from 6 a.m. in the morning. I was there. Okay? And let me tell you, talking about intimidation and intimidation tactics, you know, we were given one side of the road and the other parties similarly on the other side of the road, on the northern side of the road, Carmichael Road. And the church, as you know, Remnant, is on the southern side of the road. And we were all, by agreement, all the parties agreed that everybody would stay over there on across the street. But, you know, as the day wore on, it started out fairly well, but as the day wore on, certain members of the PLP found themselves across the street. They found themselves on the walkway that leads into the church where voters are walking by. They found themselves at the entrance of the parking lot for the church. And so we then went over to the police and said, you know, these people need to move. They ought not be there, and this is not what we agreed. That is the sanitized area. We always identify sanitized areas where, you know, no politicking can happen. But that was not observed by the PLP. And so we asked them to remove them. And we had great, 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 great effort to try to get them to move them. And it took some time, and they were refusing to move at first. And so our people came, and then we went to the same area. We said, well, they're going to be here, we're going to be here. And I'll tell you, they said, no, the police said, listen, you all go back, and we can move them. Well, we did that, Chivago. We did that, we went back, and we looked back, and they were not moved. So we went back. And the police said, so we said, listen, you all tell us move from the area. This is a sanitized area, we all agree. We were never here, they're here, they ought not be here, and so we're not going to move until you move them now. And Chivago, would you believe we went through that about four times throughout the day, talking about intimidation? We went through that about four times throughout the day. Four times. Four times throughout the day, at least, we went through that. And so, you know, we're not going to be involved in violence of any sort, and we don't condone it, and we will not be involved. But the FNM is not going to be intimidated either. We're not going to be intimidated by anybody. We're not going to be intimidated. And the rules are the rules, and we all know them. And we're going to ensure they follow them. And I must tell you, the police did an excellent job. They had a lot on their hands to deal with. They did. And mainly at the hands of the PLP. They made their job very challenging. And it was wholly unnecessary. Let me tell you, and I must tell you, Chivago, I take my hat off to the officers out there. They executed their jobs and trying to make sure everything went well and there was order and all of this. Through all of this stuff that happened throughout the afternoon, they really conducted themselves with restraint, and they really tried to talk to everybody and try to reason with everybody. And I really take my hands off. I'm taking my hats off to the members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force that were out there, not only in the afternoon that dealt with all of these issues, but also in what happened later on at night at the close
of
the poll.
But you've been around this business of politics a long while. I've been around for some time. And you know this back and forth and you know, you ain't supposed to be in this area, or
correct,
you're all too loud, et
cetera. Correct.
That ain't nothing new, eh?
Well, let me. It is true. It's not new, but I'm not being partisan. And some would say, well, you're just being partisan. But quite frankly, my experience has been the PLP has always been very aggressive in this way, frankly. And my sense is that they believe they have a sense of entitlement when they come out to the polls. And this is the way it's been. This is the way it's been. This has been my experience, Chivago. It's been my experience for quite some time. And it has been the experience of the Free National Movement almost in every election. It's been like this. And it always seems to be, we have to press. We have to press to make sure things happen the way they ought to happen because they are doing something they ought not be doing.
And it's been my experience that the Free National Movement has always been unperturbed about standing its ground. That's been my experience too. That the Free National Movement. Like I said, when you're trained in these things and not to be intimidated, make sure the rules are applied and so forth and so forth. And don't let nobody this and don't let nobody that and so forth and so forth. And this going back for me decades.
I'm telling you.
I recall my first exposure to campaigning on election, well, not campaigning, but the election day. My first experience was, and I wasn't involved. I was not running. I was just a supporter, and was hearing guys talk about how they had to insist and almost get in a fight because these people wanted to do this with the ballot box and we wasn't letting it happen. And so we were stopping this. And I'm talking about decades ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the Free National Movement got started when the dissident eight stood in the House Assembly on the no confidence vote. So Cecil and the other seven dissidents, they showed tremendous courage. And I tell you, from that day to this day, we have no less courage today than Cecil and the other seven dissidents had when they stood in the no confidence vote against the Lennon and PLP. We have no less courage today than they had then. And we're going to have the courage to ensure that there's a free and fair election for everybody. Because right-thinking Bahamians on the whole, right-thinking PLPs ought to be concerned that we have a free and fair election, that everybody's vote is counted and counted fairly. That's the system we have. In fact, the elections, we always talk about institutions, Shivago. You talk about this often. You know, the elections and system is like an institution in the country. So it is critically important that it's secure, that it has integrity, that it's legitimate, and people can have confidence in it and trust it.
Important. We have to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're having a discussion with Mr. Michael Folks, who is the Free National Movement's candidate for the Golden Gates constituency. We'll be back after this break.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This time around, me girl is Brian Brown. This time around. This time around, me girl is Brian Brown. This baby, he got so much to give. Educational program, young people and the kids. You ain't gotta be no whiz. Brian handling business, all kind of things in Easter. Senior citizens, hey!
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, Jumbo gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago, and I'm your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I started trying to remember, but the folks, it's Thursday because this be Soup and Dumpling Day.
that sounds good.
So days they'd be selling that, so I started. That's because like, these days are just going by, flying by.
Nothing like some pea soup in Dublin.
yeah, man. We're here with Mr. Michael Folks, who's the Free National Movement candidate for the Golden Gates constituency. And this gentleman is not just a candidate, but he has immense experience in the political process, serving at one point as Secretary General of the Free National Movement. His family's heritage and lineage in the politics and development and governance of this country is extensive. And so we're happy to have him here today. But folks, they tell me, Mr. Lang, I hear the passion and anger in Mr. Folks' voice, but please tell him to calm down. He sounds like he's trying to steamroll you and all. Laugh out. he's making a point. Let me tell you all something, right? And brother folks, I don't know if you heard my show yesterday, but
I heard a portion of it.
I was very serious in saying to people how important it is, how sacrosanct it is that the will of voters in a democracy is freely expressed.
Yes.
And that there is nothing that me or anyone I know who is conscientious is going to accept that interferes with that.
Correct.
Now, the returning officer says that people who have to work the polls on Monday are intimidated. And as you and I just indicated, this is not new. This kind of sometimes wrangling, sometimes aggressiveness or assertiveness is not new. But when you hear him say that, how do you respond to that?
I said that's very unfortunate. That's very unfortunate that's where things have come and where things are. That's the most unfortunate. As I said earlier, all of this was avoidable. All of it was avoidable. It was not necessary. It was not necessary. We would not have been here having this discussion if the very same returning officer had easily decided, you know what, we were going to put this in the van. Clearly, this is an issue. The parties are very concerned. We have the bus here. We can put it in the bus very easily. We can have the agents go. We can have them keep their eyes on the ballots till they get where they need to go. End of story. None of this would have happened.
But I am sure you and me could identify scores of senior, experienced people who could wake the polls, who wouldn't bat one eye at any notion of intimidation on the basis of anything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
True or not true?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
I mean, come on, man.
That is true.
Intimidation.
That is true. No, that is true.
I don't buy that.
That is true.
I mean, what I don't buy is that people may be intimidated. You can't tell people how they feel, but I'm just thinking that's an over I think that's an overthinking and an overreaction to the situation, in my view. In my view.
Yeah. I tell you what I will say, though. I was very surprised, frankly, to see the returning officer, Mr. Campbell, having been the returning officer on Monday, right, at advance poll, having had all these issues that arose at the night and all these various comments following that, and then to also appear on what could be identified or described as a political show on television, when he knows that there is a by-election day that's coming up in a couple of days to discuss matters that just happened in advance poll. I think that's highly irregular, and I think it was a poor decision. I don't think it should have been done. In fact, I don't ever recall a senior civil servant being on a political show, or one that's thought of as viewed as a political show. And certainly I've never ever recalled a returning officer between an advance poll and the polling day, whether it's a by or a general election, to appear on what is a political show to discuss the prior advance poll. I find that so incredible.
Because in most instances, what you would want to do is to conduct a press conference if you want to give important information, so that the traditional media has access to that information, so that they could disseminate that to their broad audience on you, or you release a statement given to all the media that they can then dispense to the public, because you want your audience to be the public, the national public. And correct. So you use the avenues that allow and permit you to do that. And so I agree with you that it might seem odd to choose to do it that way. I wouldn't call a show political or not political. I think all of us can be accused at one point or the other of doing this or that and the next thing. So that's not here, neither here nor there. But the question is, for a national exercise, what is the best means by which to get the information to the public? And that's the one that should be used by an official.
I agree with that statement, but I would go further to say, I think the show that he appeared on, I think on most evenings when that show comes on, particularly not in the political season, I think most evenings it's a political show discussing political issues of the day and that sort of
right.
thing. I think for the most part, I don't think that
you know any show, you know any of these talk shows where they're dominated by political issues.
Political issues
are a part and parcel of the mainstream of our dialogue in the country now. Whether the question is whether it is partisan political posturing, that's a different story.
Correct. And that is why, as you suggest, that would have not been the best medium for the returning officer if he had things to share with the public. That would not have been and wasn't the best medium. No, for the same reason.
This text says, Campbell Harrison and another officer were on Shanique's Sabasis Station show. Poor taste, says this text.
That is correct.
I was very annoyed, said the text.
That is correct. They were on the show with Shanique. That's correct. That's correct. They were.
I ask you a question, you won't answer yet.
Okay, go ahead.
I was asking you what your observation was of the voting day, the voting, and the what you saw, what you thought. That's what I.
As I said, the day started quite normally, quite peacefully, and everything went quite smoothly when the day started. And as I said to you, that at some point, I said it started out quite peacefully and there were no issues.
At advance polls, it's not usual for people to wear paraphernalia, like T-shirts. Typically, those are officials and other people. So there wasn't much shirts out there and stuff like that, one way or the other.
I take it you're talking about the voters, right?
Yeah, the voters,
right? Right.
So, yeah, the voters.
So no, there were persons in party shirts and that sort of thing. You remember now, originally, with the advance poll, and I said this in an interview I did out there on Monday morning. Originally, it was as you stated, mostly parliamentary officials who would be working, or police officers who might be working the election, in this case, the by-election for next Monday, so that they would be available the entire day for whatever duties they had on Monday, right? And that's how initially it was, but it's gotten expanded now to include agents of candidates.
Right.
So that they don't have to leave, if they have to work the poll, they don't have to leave the polling station and leave the area to get in their vehicle to maybe perhaps drive somewhere else to go and vote. They may or may not live in the constituency, or there may be a second location, as we have in Golden Isles. On Monday, there's Anatole Rogers High School, but there's also a polling station in Adelaide. And so it's quite a distance to travel from Anatole to Adelaide on a day when everybody's on the road, as you know, during the election. And so this process
of allowing... And then you have people who might be traveling for medical purposes and so forth, or some exigency, right?
Precisely. I was just coming to that as well. Precisely. Mm. Exactly. And then what we're seeing more, too, which is a good thing, we're seeing more elderly who may be persons with a disability. It may be easier for them to come on a day when there's a lot fewer people. They would stand in line and be online for a long time. More of those persons are also taking advantage of it, which I think is a very good thing. Yeah. So, so
somebody asked, somebody texted me to ask you what was the mood of voters. You could tell.
I must say, you know, the voters typically, as you know, voters just kind of come in, they get online, do what they have to do, and they leave.
Do they do? They're quietly. Let's put it like this now. Yeah. Now you, me, and you've been in this process a little while, so you know, we say, well, you know, if the little ruckus, one way or the other, that says something.
Yeah.
If they come silently to go do what they have to do, that says something too.
Yeah. I think there wasn't too much energy from the voters. I think there was the energy was outside along Kamaiki Road. With the parties for the most part.
This text says, I don't know if you remember, but Neil Campbell was previously sent home by the F&M government under Hubert Ingraham for corruption. I don't know about that. Anyway, we're going to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen, and then when we come back, we'll finish up our conversation with Mr. Folks. We are going to take a break for news. You're listening to Z Live at Chicago. I'm your host.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we're speaking with Mr. Michael Folks, who's the Free National Movement candidate for the Golden Gates constituency. But he is, as he said, on the ground in Golden Isles, yes, for is. Mr. Brown. Yes, is that so?
On the ground for Brian Brown. Yes, it is indeed. Yes, it is.
How's it? How is the campaigning going?
It's going well. Before I go there, I just want to say one more thing on what we were discussing earlier. And you might have also noticed, Shivago, that having regard to all of these challenges with the returning officers, I just mentioned a moment ago, the party through our chairman, Dr. Duane Sands, did call for his removal and that he should not be the returning officer on Monday. And that is our position having regard to all these issues. And we feel that way strongly, and we're very concerned about the election on Monday, having regard to the trust and the confidence in the system and how things should happen. And so we're definitely calling for his removal between today and sometime before Monday. And we hope in the best interest of the system and the best interest of a secure balloting and voting process and the integrity of it and the legitimacy of it, and everyone can feel safe that there will be a free and fair election on Monday. We think that will definitely be in the best interest of the Bahamian people and the public.
As to
being on the ground, it's going very well. We are getting a very good response from the people. I was on the ground yesterday evening. We'd gone to an area, frankly, where, you know how this goes, Shivago. You have to go to these areas sometimes once, twice, three times, four times to try to meet people home and that sort of thing. And that's typical of a campaign. And we went to an area for the third time, and we were very, very fortunate. We found a lot of people home, and the results were very good, very good, very good. We were very encouraged. Almost everyone we spoke to expressed their support and their desire and willingness to vote for Brian Brown. Almost everyone last evening. And so we are very encouraged. The reality of it is, Shivago, people are having a real tough time. People are having a real tough time. And you and I talked about this 2 weeks ago on the show. And it's a real thing for people. It's not something just to talk about. People experience this every day, the high cost of living, the high cost of food. And especially when you can't put food on the table and you have family, you have children, it's really tough. And you can't, you know, you have to decide, you know, whether you pay the BPL bill or you put food on the table or you have money to pay the rent. You know, a landlord come looking for the rent at the end of the month and you don't have it. You know, God forbid someone gets sick in the home and, you know, you have to buy medications and the like, whether it's over-the-counter or it's prescription, you know, it's another expense. And if your car is dropping into a pothole, which has been happening to a lot of people, if not most today, that's another expense. You know, you have the pothole expense, living expense every day. And so these are issues that people are facing, and these are issues that people are talking about in Golden Isles, as they're talking about throughout the country. And in addition to that, you know, Golden Isles have a serious, serious issue with flooding, as we all know. They've had the issues with the potholes, as we know, and the lack of maintenance of the parks and the green spaces that are so important. And all these issues, frankly, Shivago, they all, as I say, flow through issues we have with mental health. Because if people are finding or have all this pressure and anxiety and fears about making ends meet every month, and then you can't even go to a park because it's not well-maintained, and enjoy some green space and perhaps get away from the pressures of every day and the stress of every day. It certainly plays on your mental health. And so, Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just, this text says, it is so unfortunate that you listen to this now. You and Mr. Folks here on this radio trying to instill in your listening, I'm going to read it just out of it.
Sure.
In your listening name that the PLP was at the by-election carrying on bad. Well, Mr. Lang, I was there, and I could tell you the police had occasion to speak to both sides about their behavior, and they all complied. This notion that the PLP tried to steal election is nothing by silly political statement. All party does the exact same thing when it came to election. Now, we are trying to instill in people that the PLP at the by-election carrying on bad. I heard you speak to what your observations were, past and present, about things. I said anything about the PLP and its behavior, the FNM and its behavior at the by-election? Man, let me tell you all something. Have your politics, have your partisanship, but do not lie on me.
Amen.
Right? Don't lie on me, because that's not what's going on here.
And I spoke to what I lived and what I witnessed and what I was a part of, and I saw, and I was right at the front of all of it. Yeah. When we had the back and forth early in the day, and I was right there at the front, when we stood with courage, I was right in front. I was in all of it throughout
this,
the entire
this
day.
So nobody told me anything.
This is not secondhand. This is firsthand.
Right. This text says, good day, as a public servant, it is in poor taste to show your political affiliation. You must be seen to be impartial, said this texter. This text says, good afternoon. Mr. Campbell should recuse himself given his history as a campaign general and his current position and closeness to the PM and the PLP. All these lend themselves to potential conflicts in the interest of maintaining integrity of the electoral process and our democracy, says that texter.
Well, I can tell you.
We have a call on the line. Let's take that call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm listening to your show now, as I often do, but this is a first-time caller.
I appreciate your calling.
You know, one of the things that is so unfortunate is that some things that are being pushed into this by-election really shouldn't be, because we know that the presiding officer is the person that actually controls the polls. And the presiding officer has more power than the returning officer at the polls.
That is true.
I just want to also make this known that the presiding officer could also have persons arrested. The only person that can do it, not even the returning officer can do it. But the point that I want to make, every presiding officer leans toward a particular party. In fact, every poll worker leans toward a particular party. Are we saying now that because you support a particular party, you cannot work as a poll worker? The only thing that the returning officer does is actually report what is given to him.
But sir, let me ask you a question.
Yes, have you
ever worked in, you ever ran in an election?
No, but I have served as a presiding officer since 92.
Good.
In every election.
And so, good. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Folks also has been around a long time. Mr. Folks, I could be wrong. He's right. I suspect everybody has a leaning in respect of their politics in the country. But in all the elections I have ever participated in, I have never seen an overt demonstration of partisan partiality by any presiding officer or returning officer. I'm saying they didn't have one. I have never seen it.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you to this day, the people who served as presiding officers and returning officers, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't. That they, by their demonstration, I can say they FNM or PLP. I couldn't tell you that.
Mr. Lang, let me also say this. Everything is documented. The agents are there and watch everything.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
This notion that people trying to steal elections, where did that come from? The thing about it is that
what you mean, where it comes from? Have you ever heard of a floating ballot?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Has it ever happened in our election?
It happened way back in the past.
You just said where this notion about trying to steal an election came from. But you know of floating ballots. We are trained about these things and to observe these things every day.
Yeah, Mr. Lang. I understand, and I have heard of cases where there were floating ballots, but then as a presiding officer, you have to be so in tune with what is going on. That's why it is important.
So must the political parties and their agents.
Well, that's true. That is true. The thing is,
they have to be vigilant.
If everything is on paper and documented and it's signed, once the ballots are in the envelopes and they are sealed and the signatures are on those envelopes and even on the ballot box, the thing is, it's difficult to really. I'm not saying it is impossible. But the person who allows a ballot to get out of that room, that's where the floating ballot comes about.
Correct. But this is why political agents are active, and this is why they are vigilant. Because, you know, my understanding is, and Mr. Folks, you could correct me if you have different information. My understanding was that there were two disputes at the by-election after the advance poll. The first dispute was that the returning officer was not proceeding to put the envelopes with the ballots in the box.
That's correct.
And that dispute caused the first argument. And then when he agreed to do so, the second argument was that they were going to put the ballot boxes in a police vehicle, and that they were not permitting, as Mr. Folk said, is ordinarily the case, the agents to go inside the police vehicle with the ballot, and that there was going to be the bus and then a police vehicle in between the bus and then the agents behind the police vehicle and the other bus, and that meant that they couldn't keep eye on the bus in the way that is normally the case, and that was another argument. So people are watching these things because they are concerned about opportunity. They didn't say it was going to happen, but they have to watch for opportunity for irregularity.
Precisely.
Right. Yeah. So what happens is that when we begin to inject speculations and that type of thing into the process, the thing about it discourages people from even wanting to work, because even as a presiding officer, I've worked with other, because the presiding officer has to see that his poll workers are also properly trained. And one of the things is that it reached a point where some individuals would discourage about working.
Yeah, Vigilance in a process is not speculation. Why do you have the police there? You have the police there because things could go wrong. Why do you have all the processes and procedures that you have go on? Because things could happen. Why do you ensure that there are checks and balances? Because you are trying to ensure that people who could take occasion to cheat don't cheat. So all of these things exist as part and parcel of protecting the integrity of the system, not to inject speculation, but to ensure that things where it could go wrong don't go wrong as much as you can.
I understand. I've worked the polls numerous elections. I understand it.
And then you understand that this ain't about.
I've seen the good.
Well, if you
worked
the polls, would you work the polls today knowing what you know about what happened the other day? Because you're a veteran, you're a seasoned person. Would you be scared to go there Monday?
Not at all.
Exactly right. That's my point.
Not at all. I wouldn't be afraid to go there because I know exactly. And then one of the things, when it comes to it, the recourse that people have when it's this type of thing is That's why you have election courts.
Yes, sir. But I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling.
Well, Shivago, let me say, as you stated, right, there was an issue initially about the ballots, which had happened with the ballots at the close of the poll, whether all of the non-used ballots were going into the box or not. And as you well said, there's absolutely no question that all the ballots, all of them go into the box, and they all get sealed in the box at the end of the polling. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is clear. That is clear. It's as clear as ever that is the rule.
Can't be no other way.
Can't have no ballots anywhere else except for in the box. Sealed. Exactly. And the mere fact that this was an issue and there was a discussion over this is quite incredible. I mean, that
it's
too
incredible.
It is quite incredible.
That even could be a point of contention.
I'm telling you, it surely is. And this is another reason why we asked for the removal of the... This is another reason why I asked for the removal of the returning officer. And let me just also say, the caller was partly right, but not entirely. And that is because the presiding officer definitely has all the authority within the actual where the votes take place, right? Mm. Where people actually vote. They have the authority. But the ultimate authority is the returning officer. And so at the end of the day, the returning officer is going to make the final decisions as to what happens if there's any issues that come up. And it's not the presiding officer. It's the returning officer. That person has the overall authority for all those polling. Like, for example, on Monday coming up, there'll be 14 polling divisions. They'll all have a presiding officer. In those polls themselves, where those elections take place, the presiding officer will have the authority. But if there's any issue that comes up and the presiding officer makes a decision, and the agents of either party or either candidate is not satisfied with it and they want to take it up, so to speak, to the next level, that next level is the returning officer. And the returning officer will have pretty much the final say what happens. Unless, of course, they make a decision like they did on Monday and then the people had the final say. But that's something we want to avoid. We don't want that to happen. We wish that not to have to happen. And so having a returning officer who handle these things in the right way and has the knowledge and understanding of them, it's critically, critically important for the process, for everybody concerned, for everybody, absolutely everybody.
This text says, tell that person to add that argument to banking, like emptying the ATM and other duties and other companies that use the same process of protecting integrity. So should we take measures to avoid an election court? As that worker says, isn't he there to do that? Rather than saying no proactive measures needed, we could go to the election court.
Well, you know, the parties at the end of an election, after the results have been certified, any candidate in that election has a right, if they choose to go to election court, they have a right to do so if they believe they have the grounds by which they would win such a case. I mean, they have that right
I've been in one of them.
They will, exactly.
Election court case.
Exactly. In fact, I've been actively involved in one of them, on the front line of one of them, and less so in the second one. But certainly in the Pinewood by-election, I was most actively involved in the defense of Byron Woodside's election.
They wasting campaigning.
They have a character of their own, almost. You're quite correct. They have a certain character of their own. They sure do.
If you could avoid them, avoid them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They sure do.
This text says, good evening. This will be, and then I'm going to ask you to wrap up. So good evening, yes, Mr. Lang, and to your guest. The official opposition calling for the presiding officer to be removed. Is it anything new? It happens a lot of times in court. Jurors are removed whenever there's a connection to accused and them. Not sure why the government is having a difficult time accepting that the officer shouldn't seem to be compromised or partial.
You know, in this case, you know, we have all that we have said, which calls into question, as the chairman put in his letter yesterday, whether he's a fit and proper person in the circumstances, having regard to what we've seen and what we've heard and all the controversy about all of it, and him going on his show to discuss certain things. And, you know, some people may make light of the fact that if he was a campaign general for the prime minister, well, that you know, that should not be an issue. But one can see where that is an issue, being a campaign general for either party and then also serving as returning officer. That would be most unusual in most cases. I don't ever know a case where a returning officer in any election was known to be a campaign general for either party. I've never seen that.
As a matter of fact, I was stunned one time to walk in one of my polling stations and see the station being manned by a former commissioner of police.
Oh.
For the other party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you even know if that shocked me, and he was a former commissioner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you think, Abe?
Campaign general. Yeah, it's quite stunning. And for these reasons, we're not being unreasonable at all. So anyone who believes that we're being unreasonable, we're not being unreasonable in all the circumstances and in the entirety of everything that has happened. Out there on Monday. Now, remember now, we didn't say this before Monday, you know. We didn't say this before Monday. So he had an opportunity to demonstrate his fairness and his impartiality and everything that he ought to have demonstrated. He had an opportunity to demonstrate it, right?
We're going to take this one final caller, and then we're going to ask you to wrap up. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Right here, trying to do what I
good
can.
Good afternoon to your guests, I and Mike, and good afternoon to your listening audience and everyone in your studio. Mr. Lang, both you and Mr. Folks had run before. Mr. Lang, would you all ever allow those ballot boxes to leave the polling station election into a vehicle where your representatives could not be there to watch those polling station leave and be in that vehicle, watch that leave? And go with that those box to where they are supposed to be.
No, not without somebody. I don't know, but in the vehicle, I understand though that's the case. But certainly not without the ability to see that bar in the vehicle and to see that vehicle to its destination and that thing put in the police station where it's supposed to be.
Right.
But Mr. Lang, when it's being asked that those ballot boxes or that ballot box go in a vehicle without agents of those different candidates in that vehicle, doesn't that right there give you that suspicion that you know something is going on, knowing the fact that Mr. Campbell has strong political ties to this administration? Doesn't that right there, make some sort of suspicion?
Right, you see what happened.
Right, well this is the point, right? We want to remove suspicion from the process. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to remove that because we want people to have trust and faith and confidence in the system for everybody concerned, all persons involved in the electoral process. As I said earlier, it itself is almost an institution. In any Western liberal democracy, an electoral process is so important to that system. And so, absolutely, we want to remove suspicion and doubt as much as we could to the greatest effort. Absolutely.
Well, sir, we appreciate you coming on. We thank you very much. And take care and have a good one.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Shivago. And thank you. Thank you to your listeners. Thank you to your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Flame Grill tastes better. At the Burger King Nassau, you'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% Flame Grill beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the Flame Grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Free National Movement invites you to Rally in the Alley, the finale.
We're rounding for the
Golden Isles Edition. Join us this Friday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Dignity Gardens Park. Get to know your team. Talk to Dwayne Sand, Ryan B. Brown, Deputy Leader Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Leader the Honorable Michael C. Pintar.
They not like
that's Rally in the Alley, Golden Isles Edition, the finale. Friday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. Carmichael Road, west of Gladstone Road.
Get ready, Bahamas. Island Luck is taking gaming to a whole new level. Introducing live game shows, where every spin and reveal happens in real time. Play Crazy Time with wild bonus rounds. Jump into Dreamcatcher and chase those multipliers. Or take your shot at the fast-paced excitement of Mega Ball. It's energy, it's entertainment, and it's all live. Only at Island Luck. Sign in and take the stage today.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, okay, let's take this call first. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Hi.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, how you doing?
Wonderful. It would be pleased that when they move, Mr. Campbell, but that won't stop the show. The Golden Eye people will still do the job on Monday coming, God's spare life. Thank you so kindly, Mr. Lang.
Hey, brother. Thank you for calling. This says, Mr. Lang, with all due respect to Mr. Folks, Mr. Sands, and the FNM, if no malfeasance have been committed as yet, and both the FNM and the police will be out there to monitor the process, why would they still want the removal of the returning officer? Conflict of interest in and of itself is not a malfeasance, but is oftentimes regarded as a potential predicate for malfeasance. That's why you, when you discover a conflict of interest, you want to remove it. You want to remove the person because you believe that that conflict could lead them to behave in ways that prejudices one side versus the other. So it isn't a requirement that you do something wrong that somebody ask your removal if there's a conflict of interest perceived. It is the conflict of interest potentiality to produce wrongdoing that causes you to insist on removing it. Okay? So that's why they are doing it, and that's why anybody else would do it. This says, Shivago, can you please explain to me what a floating ballot is? I've heard of it, but really never understood it. So what happens with a floating ballot is essentially a political side collaborates with a voter to do this, to go inside the ballot, the voting booth, voting station, collect a ballot, and essentially pretend to lodge the ballot inside the station, and but don't do so, which means that they then are able to take that outside the station, give it to that political operative, and what that political operative and the people that they are seeking to work with get to ensure is that the political operative always makes sure that that vote is for their side, and they give it to their, to whoever they are collaborating with, the numbers and scores of persons they could potentially be collaborating with, to keep carrying that ballot, to carry the ballot they have voted, the political operative has voted on, to ensure it goes for them, put that in the box and bring their ballot, the one they got when they got inside, back out. And so you keep floating that same thing, that floating the ballot in that way, so that you ensuring that the vote is always for you. That's how it works. So what you try to do is make sure people ain't setting you up for, so you have to catch that initial, you have to catch that initial attempt to get that ballot out of the station. So making sure people, when they go to vote, I see, my eye look and see, you put that ballot in the box. And you ain't got no another ballot but you. says, what about Brent Simonette and conflict of interest? What about it? Brent Simonette resigned. What about it? What's the question? Huh? What's the question? Brent Simonette was at the airport, sought to give the government a deal by having his company do a work for a lesser amount than initially, thinking he's saving the government money, etc. When the issue came up, he resigned. Mr. Ingram accepted his resignation. So what is your question? What's your question? All right. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, now, I'm listening to what I thought I heard, that Rick Fox is speaking to both the FNM and PLP. Ambassador Rick Fox is speaking to both the FNM and the PLP about running in the next election. Now, I have heard in times past political parties trying to recruit a person to run for them. So they might both have an interest in this person. It's not that the person is expressing an interest in running for any side, but would give it an opportunity. That's highly unusual. As a matter of fact, if I'm the leadership of a political party and I hear you trying to get that side to run, to have you run, and you trying to get my side to have you run, you don't have to worry about me. You could go to that side. I would not consider you. I would not. Because you aren't about what we are about. You are about yourself, and you are trying to get an opportunity, an occasion. You want, unless a party recruits you and says, you know, you have some gifts and talents we think could be useful if we were able to win government and so forth. Unless that's both sides are courting you like that, and, you know, I could see that's a different story. But if you are, if you're trying to get to run, and you really don't care which side give you the opportunity to run, I am highly suspicious of that set of circumstances. Now, let me tell you something. I could not see, to save my own life, a Rick Fox seeking to run for the Progressive Liberal Party, and that deal ain't been signed yet. I couldn't see that. If the Progressive Liberal Party has a Rick Fox that says, I will run for you, and don't accept that, this is the governing body, and don't accept that, boy, I know. Now, I heard Mr. Pintard was saying they'd be happy to have Rick Fox run and so forth. But I have to tell you, right? I'm dead serious. If a person is speaking to both sides, and you're the governing party, and you ain't bite at that apple, I have to ask myself, what's going on here? I have to do so. I'm going to lie to you. Right? Because that's unusual. That's highly unusual. It's highly unusual for somebody to decide, you know, whichever one of these sides, give me a chance, I take. Whichever one of these sides? You mean you have no conviction about the political thing? And then your comments about what both sides ain't doing and so forth. And yet you might consider running for one side or the other? What, because they become great and pure because you get to run for it? How does that work? How does that work? I don't understand that. I honestly don't understand it. I understand it. But I'm saying, if you're the PLP and you're the governing body trying to retain office and a high-profile ambassador is interested in running for you and you ain't seen that deal yet, you're the chairman of the party and the minister of foreign affairs saying that the man ought to resign in the circumstance of trying to contest in an election and he... If you ain't taking that bait, something is up. that's what my old political instinct telling me. Why would you not? Why would you not? I don't want. Why would you not? Ambassador, international celebrity, wealthy. You got Sabas running. You got Mr. Karen running. And Rick Fox won't run for you. And you ain't take that bait yet. The F&M is courting you. Why? Why would the F&M court you if you're looking at both sides and you have a PLP that ain't bite at that? What? Mm-mm. I'm only saying like. This text says, is Campbell also Pickstock's PS or his boss? The Campbell is a PS. His boss is, in terms of civil service, the secretary of the cabinet is his superior, and then his boss is the one who appoints him wherever he goes. That's the prime minister. Mr. Pickstock ain't his boss. No. This text says, I was trying to find out from you yesterday before the show was over. Maybe you could answer today. Is it possible someone could be charged for a conspiracy to murder, get bail, and be appointed on a government board as a senior member? Yes. Of course. If the government so desires to do so, nothing prohibits that. charge doesn't amount to conviction. So you're innocent until proven guilty, and then you're only proven guilty once you get convicted. This says, what I should have asked, is it legal for someone who was charged with conspiracy to murder to get bail from prison and be appointed on a government board as a senior member? And I just answered you, of course it's possible. Whatever the government decides to do, if the person ain't been convicted. So it says, Mr. Lang, the issue with the Brent Seminet issue is that the FNMs will resign with dignity, but PLPs will hold on to the end in disgrace. Okay. This text says, the FNM is making an issue out of nothing. We have a very good election system that, as far as I know, it is very difficult to steal an election. All political parties have persons in the room who signed the envelope before it's in place in the ballot box. How can one steal the election? Four persons has keys for that area where the ballot box is kept. Come on, this system is thief-proof. You are ignorant and naive. Why do we have all of these safeguards if it's impossible? You are naive as hell. And I trust and hope that no PLP agent, no FNM agent, no COI agent, or DNA agent ever listens to you. Ever. Because they'd be fool as hell. Fool as hell. No, sorry, Bob. You have to always believe it is possible for malfeasance to take place and for an election to be corrupted. Always. Always. That's why we have election courts. Why would you have election courts if you can't teach election? Or things can't go wrong? Come on, man. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
This message has been brought to you by the Free National Movement.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Bella Signature Restaurant and Suites, Soldier Road, just north of Prince Charles Drive, is a Bahamian family-owned business. Rooms are available 24 hours, so you can swing by at any time. And let me tell you about Bella Signature Restaurant. We got that real Bahamian breakfast. Boiled fish, stewed fish, and Johnny Cake, just like Grammy still dancing in the kitchen. We're serving up that elevated Bella Signature flavor all day with lunch, dinner, and signature cocktail. So whether you're craving a morning plate, a late-night taste, or you just want to get away, book it at Bella. Contact us at 356-3396 or visit our website, BellaSignatureSuites.net.
Get ready, Bahamas. Island Luck is taking gaming to a whole new level. Introducing live game shows, where every spin and reveal happens in real time. Play Crazy Time with wild bonus rounds. Jump into Dreamcatcher and chase those multipliers. Or take your shot at the fast-paced excitement of Mega Ball. It's energy, it's entertainment, and it's all live. Only at Island Luck. Sign in and take the stage today.
Join the Bahamas Heart Association for its inaugural golf tournament, proudly presented by Visa and Fidelity Bank, on Sunday, November 30th at the spectacular Royal Blue Golf Club. Every swing brings hope and healing to young hearts. Gather your team and play with purpose or make a donation. Tee off for Tiny Hearts, because every heartbeat deserves a chance. For more details, contact the Surfing the Sassoon Heart Foundation at sassoonheartfoundation.org.
The Free National Movement invites you to
Rally in the Alley, the finale.
We're ready for the
Golden Isles Edition. Join us this Friday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Dignity Gardens Park. Get to know your team. Talk to Dwayne Sand, Ryan B. Brown, Deputy Leader Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and Leader the Honorable Michael C. Pintar.
They not like
that's Rally in the Alley, Golden Isles Edition, the finale. Friday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. Carmichael Road, west of Gladstone Road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call in these remaining moments of the show, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. I may have an answer on the Rick Fox thing.
Okay.
I think it's a perceived popularity issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a broader global reach. You know, that even the prime minister. You know, so I think, his stepping into that, into the arena, changes things a bit. Okay.
Changes things for who? Changes what? For who?
Politics is always about, it's about personality and popularity. Okay. He embodies both of them. He can be a problem in terms of leadership in the party.
Do you all know how party politics in the Bahamas work?
I know.
You think because you're a celebrity, the people in the political party who go to conventions just because of that is going to select you? That's what you believe?
No, hold it. Okay. We had this discussion inside the Bible study on the weekend, right? And we came up with the idea that, there are three things that drive anything in this country, right? It's personality, events, and crisis. Now, and those things stay current in our system. Now, even though, it might manifest, as I say, I think they still play a role. No?
Yeah, I hear you, my brother. Appreciate it. Let me tell you something. You all obviously, some of you have not participated in, are not familiar with the internal dynamics of political parties. You are not. They are the considerations that go into choosing who's your leader. Ain't no consideration about, known all over the world and so forth. Hubert Ingham was the chairman of the PLP. Succeeded the late Cecil Wallace Whitfield to become leader of the FNM. You know how many senior, serious FNMs, popular in the FNM, were interested in leadership? Come on. This text is Miss Good Morning, says they do not because they can't control him and he wants to change the status quo, it appears to me. They can't control him. Who you could control in politics? I mean, you all have this notion about people controlling people. Who you control? because I choose to cooperate with my party, because I choose to cooperate with the government of the Hubert Alexander Ingraham, because he's in the cabinet of Obama, who do you think that he controls me? You talk to Mr. Ingraham and see if he could have controlled anybody. It's not a matter of control. It's a matter of cooperation, of this is my team, this is the group I, but the differences and the arguments and so for me and Hubert Alexander Ingraham had serious arguments. Arguments that sometimes led to changing his mind. And ain't nobody could control nobody. Rick Fox wouldn't be special in that regard. Why? Because he got money? Man, please. Y'all wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, please. Wake up. Says, does Pickstock answer to Campbell as his PS? No. A chairman of a board is not answerable to a permanent secretary. Only to the extent that there are things the ministry is required to do for that board in terms of funding and that kind of stuff, the chairman will go through. But a chairman appointed by the prime minister's appoint is answerable to the prime minister. Okay? Permanent secretaries are senior civil servants. The people who are accountable to them are the people who report to them, deputy permanent undersecretaries, deputy permanent secretary, and everybody thereafter. Chairman of boards are appointed by the cabinet of the Bahamas. Right, that's who they are answerable to. Says, anyway. I just say, if you are. This says, wow, you actually called me a fool for a statement I made. I called you a fool? I call you, man, you could lie. But oh my gosh, you could lie. I call you a fool? So do you think that was called for now? I call you a fool? Tell me somebody, did I call somebody a fool today? Let me know, because maybe I missed something. Yeah, don't text me no more. Don't text me no more, especially if you can lie on me. Don't text me no more. Don't, please, don't text me. Don't text me. Don't text me. Say the only solution the PLP could have think is to bring all the dogs. They chose to bring the Defense Force officers for the by-election Monday. Why don't Mr. Campbell just recuse himself? Is this a spirit of entitlement or shamelessness? Okay. Say no, you did not call anybody a fool. I must be going crazy. I know I ain't call nobody no fool. Say good day, you have fate like Joe for these people. I mean, that's an outright lie on me, man. the person say no, he probably felt like a fool. I told him he was naive. That's what I said, or ignorant, right? But I didn't say he was a fool. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. God's best life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Have a great, great afternoon. Together through the storm, whatever.